You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, and thanks for listening. Leadership and management are subjects which get a mixed press in farming, with people in the industry having strong, often conflicting opinions on what leadership and management development should consist of and what value can be derived from investing in it. AHDB has commissioned a report to help get a grip on the facts and the evidence as it stands. Leadership and management are more than just behaviours and skills or the use of technology. It's often about understanding the bigger picture and adapting to and embracing change. And the initial findings in the report show more work is needed. I'm John Bates, and my guests today are keen to tell us more, see improvements, and believe levy payers and their people will benefit from the investment and increased professionalism, which will doubtless result. Amy Burke, Isaac Van Heerden, and Mark Campbell are joining for a group discussion. So let's start with some context. Why was this research commissioned? Isaac, you first.
Well, John, as listeners will hopefully know, at AHDB, we are an evidence-based organisation. And yes, we had a gut feel that leadership and management development will help farmers to be more profitable and, dare I say, more successful. I mean, we see that in everyday businesses. Those with better leadership, better management structure throughout the business tend to fare better. But is there any evidence that that is really the case, i.e. better leadership equals better profit? So with this report, we set out to answer five main questions. The first question was exactly that. Do, and if so, how much does leadership actually correlate to profitability? Secondly, if they do correlate, are those skills and attributes of good leaders actually traits that can be learned by the rest of us? Or are people just born leaders? And if you're not one of those, you might as well not try. Spoiler alert, yes, we can learn to become better leaders. The obvious third question then is, what are those traits that set successful farmers apart? And to shortlist those traits to the ones that will make the most difference on farm to their profitability and their success. Another question we wanted to look at were, what are the main challenges coming down the line? I.e., what are those megatrends? These last few years and even weeks and months with a global pandemic and the fallout of Brexit has shown us you can't plan for everything. But let's look at those things coming down the line and get ready for those. See what those challenges are and how those leadership traits that we've identified help us face and overcome these challenges. And then the final question was, is there actually a problem with the uptake of leadership and management training? Along with our own offering at AgriLeaders, there are numerous other organizations, the Nuffields, the Institute of Ag Managers, Farmers Club, Charitable Trust, the Worshipful Company, MDS, all of those doing a great job. Isn't that enough? And unfortunately, the answer is no. The report shows that only 0.37%, yes, less than 0.5% of farmers and their employees engage each year in any formal leadership and management training. That's less than 0.5%. And John, back to question one, is leadership and profitability related? Definitely. A study looking at English farmers showed that 40% of their bottom line were predicted by their leadership ability and how good they were making decisions under pressure.
Isaac, some of those are just fascinating and probably quite shocking statistics. So that sets some really useful context. Thank you for that. Mark Campbell, perhaps I can come to you now. So what for you did the report bring to light?
So yeah, just to highlight those shocking stats that that Isaac's just raised in terms of the uptake of leadership and management development. The report also went into some detail on what future needs we as an industry need to continue developing our leadership management. And under that, it identified some mega trends which will set the tone of where we need to be going. And those mega trends were the implementation of digitalization and technology. As we move forward, the sector, our sector, is going to be a completely different skilled workforce that are be utilising data and technology on a day-to-day basis to manage their businesses and to push things forward. And so that adapting to that technology and understanding how we can manage that is something that we really need to focus on. Then if we think about the next trend, population growth and food demand. So currently 12% of the world's land, the planet, is used for agriculture. And year on year, we're adding 80 million people to the population, which only means one thing. We're going to need to produce more food and we're going to need to be more efficient how we do that. The future farmer needs to be encouraged, like I've just said, to produce more, but for less, reducing inputs, but also improving the ability to prevent waste and utilise what we're producing further. Then we get onto the environment. So the environment, the big buzz at the moment, the crisis that we're facing with climate warming, farmers and growers have got to address this. We've got to be able to utilise our land resources to better improve those ecosystems, to assist us with the driver towards the net zero targets, but also to protect and improve our natural resources, the water, the air, and the soil that we utilise. Then if we start to look at marketplaces, another mega trend, marketplaces, support networks for UK farmers, public money for public good, supporting sustainable agriculture to actually push and produce more food whilst preserving our world is going to become more and more important, particularly with that growing population. And then to the final one, that's social values, the norms, the information that consumers are using. As we evolve through the generations, from the baby boomers to Gen Z, each of these generations depict and look at things in slightly different ways. Think in the last 20 years, since we've all been existence, how technology has changed our attitudes to food and our understanding of where our food comes from and what's involved in producing it and how we buy things. Just think of the iPhone. Where was that 15 years ago? Amazon. How many of us now go to the high street or just go straight to Amazon to search for that product to get it at the click of the fingers? We need to change how we look at social values and that norm. Wealth within the world is increasing. So the more developing countries are starting to enjoy the Western diet. And why shouldn't they enjoy the Western diet, which is increasing the need to produce food more efficiently? So you say, well, if we link these with leadership and management, what are the barriers to this uptake? Why are we getting such a poor figure of the industry actually actively engaging in leadership and management development? And I think there's a few key things. It's not normal. It's not a normal area to focus on. Farmers and growers are technically very competent. As an industry and a country, we're very, very good at what we do, but not necessarily very good at looking at how we lead and manage people. So we need to normalise that and take what the learnings from how people uptake information and learnings on the more technical side, how to improve mastitis or how to better develop our soils, to leadership and management. We need to make it more accessible. If I can be quite crude, some of the offers out there can be deemed as a little bit more elitist, that they're only targeted at certain people and certain levels of the industry, which actually leadership and management is for everyone. From that foundation layer of staff, the apprentice coming out of college, the job changer that's coming into the industry, right the way up to the middle managers and then the leaders of business. Leadership and management needs to be accessible to all different levels. And finally, it needs to be practical. We need to make sure that what we're delivering and how we're exchanging information is practical, that can be seen and related directly onto farms and into our agricultural businesses. Because if it's not like that, we're not going to get the buy-in, we're not going to get the uptake, and we're not going to get people showing an interest. So the how are we going to do that? And how do you think we are going to move forward? So from the report, what we in the AHDB AgriLeader team have learned is that we need to cover as many bases as possible. Everyone's an individual and we all learn in different manners. So we need to move away from the traditional chalk and talk kind of learning styles and start to embrace some modern blended action learning kind of skill sets, utilizing social platforms, harnessing that short videos and those bits of information that can provide an answer in a minute. A good example of that, how many people read instruction manuals these days if something's broke? Or how many people turn straight to YouTube to find out how to actually solve a problem? We need to embrace this kind of learning and utilise that in a blended manner that covers all ways, whilst collaborating with partners. You'll be aware as a levy payer that AHDB AgriLeader hasn't got an infinite budget to be able to deliver all of this. We need to work with the great organisations such as the Worshipful Company of Farmers, Nuffield, the Institute of Ag Managers, MDS, many, many more. Apologies if I've missed you out, as well as the academic institutions, to actually drive this development of leadership and management forward.
This is absolutely fascinating stuff, Mark. And, you know, thank you very much for sort of such a detailed reply there. I'm sure that we'd add podcasts in there as being a way that people can educate themselves.
Of course, John. Of course, John.
Amy, let me bring you in. So you're the third voice in all of this. What was the key takeaway for you from the report?
As you've probably already picked up from Mark and Isaac, there's a lot to take away from this report. It's going to be something that we'll be digesting, hopefully for many years, and implementing into our own AgriLeader strategy. But I think picking up some of the objectives, the questions at the beginning that Isaac picked up about, you know, what are the skills and attributes? Do they correlate and can they be learned? And this is our primary area, you know, can we develop skills? That's what we try to do and inspire. So I think one of the most valuable outputs of the report is the ability to segment leadership. So historically, we probably would have just put a very broad picture of leadership and probably tried to understand the whole audience as one and said, OK, there's leadership. There's your standard leadership delivery. But the report was able to split leadership into three segments, and these being leading yourself, leading others, and leading the business. And these are really crucial to us, and we're now able to bring these into our AgriLeader team and activity to focus our priority areas of activity. So from these segments, the report then further went into the segments of typical traits. So if you remember at the beginning, Isaac mentioned about one of our questions was, are there traits and skills that can be developed? And the answer is yes. So for leading self, these traits typically are that growth mindset, and they are resilient. For leading others, the traits are more around that inspirational leadership and decision making. And then finally, for leading the business, there's the entrepreneurial mindset and more profit focus and detail conscientious. So the benefit of these is that we all naturally will have strengths and weaknesses in these areas. For me in particular, I'll be open and honest, I'm quite aware that my detail conscientious is a bit low. I'm very lucky to have Mark and Isaac in my team who complement that the area of improvement. But because I'm able to be aware of that trait that I may not have at the best of my ability, I can now focus on that and prepare an action plan. I can listen to a podcast, or I can go and watch a TED talk and help to improve that skill. And like Mark said, leadership is for us all. We're not putting you in a box to say this is you and you're just detail conscientious and actually everything else doesn't matter. It's actually, you know, showing all the strengths of us all. So it's about seeing the mix of these traits in ourselves and others and being able to develop them a bit further. And there are desirable behaviours. So the report, I won't go into the detail because it's a lot of detail in there, but you can read the report on our webpage. There's desirable behaviours and undesirable behaviours. And what's important is recognising that the undesirable behaviours are potentially barriers. So if you can evaluate that actually you're not, you know, detail conscientious, and that's why you might not look at leadership because you think, well, you know, that's for that kind of person. Identifying that undesirable behaviour can then help you to push yourself forward. So we go through that process and understand, you know, where can you develop yourself, and our team then can help to signpost you to whether it's one of our own leadership courses, whether it's one of the many offers out there in the industry, to further progress and those better opportunities. So I guess just to summarise what I mentioned there is it's the big key takeaway for us is that segmentation and trait work. It's extremely valuable for the agri leader team. It helps us to prioritise our future activity, and it helps us to engage those that have that fixed mindset and encourage them to become a more growth mindset, to encourage us all to be better leaders. And, you know, just recently in the news with all the skills shortages, you know, if we can help develop the people that we've got to progress into these other job roles in the business, then make the most of what you've got.
Well, so, I mean, every day's a school day, I think, is what you're advocating there. And you know, recognising one's sort of strengths and weaknesses is really important in leaders and managers. So I'm sort of thinking about the sort of, you know, the call to action and where we go from here. So just help listeners, if you would, by sort of summarising the three key points that what we want levy payers to consider, or perhaps what we want levy payers to do. Isaac, perhaps I could come to you first again.
Thanks, John. For me personally, the two most important takeaway messages from the report are that leadership and management is for all. You don't need a title to be a leader. We all need to make sure people don't feel excluded from leadership and management training. And off the back of this recommendation from the report, we at the AgriLeader team are adapting our offering to make sure we have something to offer you. Whatever stage of your career you're at, or whatever the size of your business, we want to make sure we've got something that you can use. The second point is we all need to focus on developing those traits that we know will make the biggest difference on our future profitability on the farm. And by helping farmers to adopt those traits, they will be better equipped to tackle those challenges and opportunities coming down the line, those mega trends Mark talked about.
And Mark, have you got something that you'd like to add here?
Yeah, I think for me, and the points that we need to focus on is we need to learn from this report, and we need to make sure that the offer from AHDB AgriLeader covers the breadth of the development of the traits and the leading self, leading others and leading business. So there's something for everybody. So whether you're the leader of the business, or whether, like you say, you're the new entrant at the foundation, that we can offer some kind of development in leadership and management across the piece.
And Amy, back to you.
Yeah, I think, agreeing with what Mark and Isaac are saying, but also this report is our baseline now. So we've got these figures, and hopefully the only way is up is to keep highlighting the importance of making time for leadership and management. You know, as Mark and Isaac said, about that accessibility, that it is for everybody, no matter how small leadership development or how large you're going in, it is for everybody. And ensuring in that way that we do bring diversity into our industry and not making any doors closed, keeping them open. And building on the success of Agri Leadership Week, this report came out just in time for our social media awareness campaign, where we spent a whole week through the power of social media highlighting the importance of leadership, working very strongly with our partners across the industry to raise awareness, to show the opportunities that are out there. And so hopefully we can keep building on this and spreading the positive opportunities.
And Isaac, just let me just return to you. Are the Agri Leader team in this for the long haul?
Definitely. So we are at the start of a journey here. We've come some way, but we realise there's a lot to do still coming up. We will continue to expand our online resources and make it easier to find and access, as well as our face-to-face offering and our digital offering. You can find some resources already on the AHDB AgriLeader web pages, but also keep an eye out. So we're going to keep on adding to those over the coming months. So keep an eye on and keep on returning to that. And also, so get in contact with any of the three of us, and so we'll try and make sure, you know, so we point you to something for your needs.
Excellent. Brilliant. And Mark, what happens next?
So, yeah, this is just the start, as Isaac and Amy have said. We are planning, again, in the next coming weeks, a sequel, a next session to this podcast, where we're going to bring in some levy paying farmers, businesses and some professionals to actually start to see how this leadership and management journey has developed from right at the beginning. We've got a producer that's just starting his leadership and management journey, right to the other end of a spectrum, that a producer that already is, and then a professional from outside of the industry, how that leadership and management development is linked within their industry. So watch out for the next episode coming shortly.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. So leadership and management, it's about betterment of yourself, others, and profit in the business. Thank you to Amy, Isaac, and Mark, and to podcast producer Miriam Druitt. If you've got any comments about this podcast or ideas for future episodes, please contact us via the AHDB website or email me, john.bates@ahdb.org.uk. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.